Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Our typical loans will close in about 10 business days. We had one loan that came in on a Friday, and we closed it on a Wednesday.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co, that's cozy.co.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Doug Cochran. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thanks for joining us. And Doug is joining us from California. And California is actually, Los Angeles is actually the largest listener base for this show. So you've got tons of friends over there who are listening. Doug is the SVP of Underwriting and Acquisitions at Patch of Land, which is a debt-based real estate crowdfunding lender. Doug has over 20 years of real estate experience as a senior loan officer, underwriter, appraiser, and investor. He's originated and underwritten nearly $300 million in residential and commercial loans. And he has a pretty darn interesting fact that he's going to share with us about his son. So with that being said, Doug, can you share that interesting nugget and then also tell the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. The interesting fact I have is my son is the lead in Justin Timberlake VO Mirrors, which is the highest viewed Justin Timberlake video ever at almost 250 million views. And I'm hoping this podcast can at least maybe approach that that kind of a mark.
Exceed it. We're going to exceed it.
We're going to exceed it. I have to save face at home. So
you have to ask your son if he can hook us up with Justin Timberlake promotion or something.
Exactly. Maybe tag on to that video. While I'm not supporting my son and his endeavors, again, my background is over 20 years in real estate. Started off in the Northeast in Boston for the most part. Started off as a flipper, got interested in real estate, and flipped a bunch of properties in the early 90s back in Boston. And that eventually led me into becoming a licensed real estate appraiser because I wanted to get more knowledge of real estate and how it all worked. And from there, a couple loan officers recognized my talents and then asked me to come over and join them in originating. So I did that for a number of years and eventually kind of fell into underwriting as well. Just started here earlier this year, moved out to Los Angeles to join Patch of Land and get away from the cold and the frigid Boston winters. So I'm very excited to be here and to be enjoying my first winter here in Los Angeles.
You've been a house flipper, an appraiser, a loan officer, originating loans and underwriting, and now you're working at a crowdfunding platform. What specifically is your role now at Patch of Land?
Well, I'm a senior vice president of underwriting and acquisitions. And so my primary job right now is underwriting the loans that we have coming in and setting policies and procedures, guidelines for that as we grow. Also bringing in the originations as well and overseeing that, making sure we bring in good quality deals and to get the word out regarding who we are, what we do, and how we can grow in the real estate industry and more particularly to help our borrowers grow.
So you're responsible for making sure that the quality of the opportunities that your investors on the platform look at is high and it makes sense from an underwriting standpoint, right?
That's exactly right. When we underwrite a loan, you know, we're looking at, you know, how is it benefiting the borrower? Also, how is it going to benefit our investors? So we absolutely keep in mind what our investors are looking for to help their portfolios as well.
What are some high level things that you look for when you're determining if it's something that you want to pursue? So if an investor says, hey, I've got a good deal, I want to put it on Patch of Land, what are you looking for to qualify it?
We're looking at the location. We're looking at the strength of the borrower. We want experienced developers that we're working with. Typically, people always ask us, what does that mean exactly? And for us, an experienced developer is somebody who's been being in the business a minimum of 3 years, and at least five deals in that time frame. So that at least they've gotten some under the fingernails and they're, you know, getting entrenched and it's not a hobby. It's something that they're pursuing. But typically our typical investors have been doing it or developers have been doing it for quite a bit longer than that. I'd say average is probably 7 to 10 years with numerous slips under their belt, a lot of buy and holds as well. So they're accumulating a portfolio as well. So we do focus quite a bit on our developers. We have somebody that we know we can have confidence in that they can get the job done from start to finish in a timely manner and within budget. That's the main thing we look at. Then we do look at the property itself. You know, what asset class is it? You know, how much money do they have down? What the neighborhood looks like? Does the exit strategy fit what they're trying to do? With data that we've collected regarding the neighborhood. So we look at a number of different things. We do a full underwrite on everything that we do. We do a bit of automated underwriting, but there's always a pair of eyes that look at the property and look at the deal as a whole. And, you know, we like to think that we do make sense underwriting. You know, we have guidelines and standards, but we also at the end of the day, we look at the loan and say, does it make sense? And would we put our own money into the deal? And if we can say yes to all that, then the deal goes forward.
How many deals are you moving forward on an annual basis?
Well, the company, we launched our first deal in October of 2013. As of a few days ago, I think we've launched 57 or 60 loans, I think. So that's just over a year, and we've got a few more weeks till the end of the year, and I think we've got another 7 or 8 that are going to go up on the site as well. So we've ramped up quite a bit, particularly in the last 2 months.
From your experience as an underwriter and your experience now at Patch of Land, is the speed to market faster through crowdfunding a platform, or is it about the same as you'd find if you went through a traditional lender or a bank?
I would say it's much faster. Our typical loans will close in about 10 business days. So it's pretty fast. We've done it as quickly as 5 days. We had one loan that came in on a Friday and we closed it on a Wednesday due to time constraints. And that was with a full underwrite and everything. The turn time is much faster. Our particular model with what we do is we pre-fund our deals so we can get to our developers to the table, to the closing table with our money so they're not waiting for the crowd to fund the deal. That can certainly take time. That can take a week sometimes to get those funded after close. So what we do is we pre-fund the deals. We get our people to the table so they can get to work and start renovating their properties. Then after that, we put it up on our site to open it up to our investors. And what they're doing is repaying us. So we've had deals fill up as quickly as 28 minutes. And we've had, but typically it takes about 24 hours for deals to fill up on our site. So it's pretty quick, but it's all about speed with the type of developers that we're working with and knowing that they have funds available, which we do have.
What's the most any one deal has needed to be funded for?
The value?
The amount. Yeah, the amount that, yep.
The biggest deal we've done so far, I think, was about $550,000.
Okay.
But our average deal is typically about $285,000.
Got it. Okay, so between the quarter to $500,000 mark.
Yeah, we can go up higher than that. We just haven't had a deal that has been. I mean, we can easily do a $1 million deal. It just hasn't hit our desk.
So based on your experience, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice ever is to stay curious and don't listen to naysayers. And I'll tell you why, because in my personal experience, had I not stayed curious, I would have never found out about crowdfunding. This time last year, I was working as a project manager for a construction company in Boston. I wanted to find out more about real estate. I wanted to keep digging further, and I knew there was a lot of things going on in real estate. And I found out about crowdfunding and reached out to Patch of Land, and I was able to get a job here. And people I talked to about it said, crowdfunding, no, you can't do that with real estate. You know, Indiegogo, Kickstarter, sure, but doesn't work for real estate. But it does. And we're proof positive the fact that crowdfunding is a new way of doing business for developers out there who are looking for money, who are having a hard time finding capital for their deals out there. And we're doing it in faster time and in a more transparent way. So that's exciting to me. That's what got me interested in being a part of Patch of Land and a part of the crowdfunding movement that's going on out there. Because with technology and with the change in markets, there's always going to be new ideas. And that's why I say stay curious out there and don't listen to naysayers. Had I not stayed curious and listened to naysayers, I probably would have never even had my first flip. So that would be my best ever advice to the best ever listeners out there, is always see what's out there on the horizon, see what's new in the industry, be curious, investigate, see what's out there, ask questions. It's an exciting time, I think, in real estate, the changing markets, and it's always an evolving cyclical industry, and there's always new things out there. And I think crowdfunding is out there. It's new, it's catching on, and it's going to grow. It's going to become more mainstream and a much easier way for developers to increase their business and find success and more success in real estate. So stay curious, people.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's go for it.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co.
Okay, Doug, best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I've read is typically the book I'm currently reading. And right now I'm reading a book called Super Rich by Russell Simmons, who's the media mogul. Fantastic book. It's actually the second time I'm reading it. It's so good.
Not to be confused with Richard Simmons, right?
Correct. This is Russell Simmons, who is the granddaddy of hip-hop and rap.
And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
I would say the first auction property I ever bought. It was the best growth experience. It was something new to me, and you know, I did a lot of research. I'm into analyzing things, and at some point you just have to have a leap of faith and jump. And that was a huge growth experience for me, and it opened up a whole new world to me of real estate. So I would say that was my biggest growth experience.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Probably meditation and goal setting. If you don't have goals, you don't know where you're going. And, you know, it's a crazy, stressed out world out there, and meditation has been a huge help to me.
What's the best ever deal you've done?
I'd say the best ever deal I've done was just recently. I moved from Boston to Los Angeles, and of course, the Los Angeles market is very expensive. And we knew that coming in from the move, and I had to sell my condo in Boston to be able to buy a place here. And I was actually able to get the highest price ever for my neighborhood in Boston, which enabled me to get pretty much an even exchange out here in LA. So I think that's a that was a pretty big deal.
Best ever quote?
My favorite quote that I live by is by Mark Twain. Always do right. It'll satisfy some and astonish the rest.
And what's that mean to you?
That means, you know, when it comes down to a decision, making a decision, always do the right thing. Some people will expect it and they'll be satisfied with it, but most people will be astonished by it because a lot of people don't do the right thing when it comes down to it. I think it's words to live by, and you know, I try to pass those words on to the people I know and meet and work with.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Biggest mistake would be not keeping my eye on the ball. Early on in my career, I was doing a lot of flipping and making a lot of money doing that. And I got into appraising, and that was good. And then I got into originating, and I was so busy originating, I was doing so well with that, that I didn't keep flipping and holding on to properties. So I would say, you know, as the market changes and evolves, stay current with it, adjust to it, adapt to it. And, you know, again, goal setting and keeping your eye on the ball.
What's the best ever place to reach you, Doug?
The best ever place to reach me is by email, and you can email me at doug@patchofland.com.
Well, this has been a great conversation about crowdfunding and underwriting and Justin Timberlake. So thank you. Thank you for sharing your advice as, you know, as far as, you know, how you've evolved from a professional standpoint, from a flipper to an appraiser to a loan officer to an underwriter, now a completely new territory in crowdfunding, but your experience certainly translates into that. It's just a different direction and where the industry is headed, quite frankly. Really interesting to hear about how you all underwrite the properties, how many you're doing, and how quickly it can happen. And I think one of the interesting parts of your company is that you all pre-fund the deals, and then basically the investors pay back you after it's pre-funded. And I think that's really interesting for developers. So thank you for sharing your best ever advice. Appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Joe. And it was a pleasure.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.